I'm absolutely delighted to be having a chat with Áine Kennedy. Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat to us here on the Hub and iRadio. It's great to be talking to you.
Thank you so much. I'm honoured to be here.
Absolutely. Now, I think in 2024, we wanted to try and come up with, you know, a lot of entrepreneurial women that we have here in Ireland. Because, I mean, COVID was, I mean, the words that I want to use, I probably won't get away with on the radio, but it was absolutely awful. But I suppose it gave people a lot of time to maybe think about what they wanted to do. Maybe if they were unhappy with, you know, the jobs that they were in or the ideas that they wanted to try and see flourish. But I mean, out of that, I think we've seen a lot of growth with, you know, females taking on their own career path and maybe coming up with their own products and all of that kind of stuff. If it's not too bad to ask, I mean, can you tell us a little bit about where your journey began to becoming an entrepreneur?
Yeah, absolutely. And I totally agree with everything you said there. I know for me and a lot of my friends who are female entrepreneurs who started up their business in the last few years were the same. A lot of us had other jobs, and with the pandemic, we're obviously stuck at home. So it gave us a lot more time to get working on the ideas we had. So it wasn't all negative during COVID. Let's just say we got to make something positive from it. But I suppose with myself, I have been working in the beauty industry since I'm 16 years old.
Oh, yeah.
So when I was still, like many people, I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I knew what I didn't want to do. And I definitely didn't want to go down the science route, or I didn't want to become a teacher. And business was definitely my favorite subject in school. I absolutely loved it. And I had a part-time job in Boots at the time, and I absolutely loved that. I was working on the makeup section, and a lot of customers are coming in asking me for makeup brushes. And I was like, oh, we don't have any. I remember at the time thinking, God, someone should really make a good range of makeup brushes. Yeah. And then fast forward 3 years, Real Techniques came out. And I remember at the time being like, damn, I missed my chance. But then, as it so happens, I actually went on then to do entrepreneurship in college.
Brilliant.
So yeah, I went to Maynooth University. I did a 4-year degree in entrepreneurship, which I absolutely loved. And during my internship in college, I became a marketing intern for Essence and Catrice Cosmetics.
Oh, brilliant.
So during my time in Boots and during my time in college, I actually went from the shop floor to becoming a beauty consultant for Benefit Cosmetics, which is a premium cosmetic brand. Mm. And then during my internship, I worked for Essence and Catrice Cosmetics, which is a color cosmetic. So I was getting to see two completely different sides of cosmetics. Which is really interesting. And then from there, I went on to become a marketing manager for a well-known tan brand. So I suppose all along and ever since I was 16, I was always looking for a gap in the market. And then during the pandemic, I spent a lot of time on TikTok, and I noticed a lot of girls dipping their toothbrush into gel to get like their slick back look.
Yeah.
And then I started researching it. I started reaching out to hundreds of manufacturers, seeing if they could create something for me that is better than anything else that was on the market. And then, the Smooth Stick was born. So I launched the Smooth Company in February last year. And so, yeah, it's all very exciting.
That's amazing. Because I mean, you know, like a lot of people will say, oh, yeah, social media, you spend too much time on it, and, you know, like you're killing your brain cells or whatever. But I mean, I have to say, like, TikTok is such a wealth of knowledge where you can go on and you can learn about absolutely anything. But like, I hope you don't mind me saying, but like, you're 24. And I mean, you know, like a lot of people might not get to your level until, you know, if ever, until they might be in their like late 30s, 40s, 50s, you know, that type of thing. Did you need a lot of courage to go, right, okay, I spot a gap in the market, I'm going to go for it? Because am I right in thinking as well, you used your life savings to go, right, I'm going to put it behind this and let's go?
Yeah, so I did. So it was a big risk. Like, I left a stable job with guaranteed income every month. You know, I put all of that on the line. I put my life savings on the line. I was saving for a house at the time. But on the flip side of it, to me, and my dad was really encouraging with it as well. He was like, now is your time to do it. Like, I'm also very fortunate in the position I'm in that a lot of other people wouldn't be in. Like, I don't have a mortgage. Mm-hmm. I don't have kids. So the risk was obviously a lot less for me than, say, other people.
Yeah.
So I thought it was more in my head. I was like, now or never. And to be honest, I knew that if it went horribly wrong, I could always get another job and the money would come back. So I was willing to risk it. Now, it was scary. And even now, 2 years in, it's still scary. Yeah. I think running a business, just constant risk taking when you're bringing out new products, like, you've absolutely no idea how it's going to go. As the business is scaling, you're ordering more and more stock, which is more and more money that you're pumping out, and you're just like, oh my god, I hope this works out. So yeah, but having said that, I do enjoy the risk. I do enjoy the thrill. Running a business is very much an emotional roller coaster. Yeah. It's up one day, it's down the next day. And my quote for 2024 is, enjoy the journey. I'm getting it printed on my wall, because last year was definitely very challenging for us. We had a lot of knocks, but we kept going. So this year, I just want to enjoy the journey more.
Definitely. Like, I know you mentioned, that like your product is stocked in Sephora, which is massive. I absolutely love going to Sephora, like anytime. I actually fell out the door of Sephora when I was in Nice there last summer, and I was
It's
mortified.
dangerous. You spend
Yeah.
so much money if you go in there.
Literally, yeah. I was like carrying my little bag of stuff and I fell out the door of Sephora and I was like, oh my God, this is mortifying. But like, I love going in to see like all of the different products, and you just really, really understand how big the beauty industry is. Like I love makeup and I love talking about self-care and beauty, because I think whether you're having a great day or a bad day or whatever, you put on your makeup or you fix your hair or it's like a coat of armor that you put on to go and face your day, So it's lovely to see that there's so many Irish females in this space and offering what we have, because I suppose we've got a very like unique kind of clientele in Ireland as well, Did you have to go to many people to try out the product, and who was your sounding board when you were starting off?
When I was starting off, it was definitely my friends and family. Like, I told everyone about it at the time. And it's funny, like, because I have a lot of experience in makeup and tan, I always thought I was going to bring out a makeup product because my hair is always something that I've been really self-conscious of. And as you said, I wanted something that I know a lot of women battle with their baby hairs and their flyaways as well, something to help them make them feel more confident in the day. And like, our whole tagline is to help your day run more smoothly. So I wanted to create something that every man, woman, doesn't matter your gender, your age, it's an easy product for everyone to use. And that's exactly what the Smooth Stick is. But I suppose, yeah, my friends and family were such a big help. I remember telling, I it was like a year before I launched, I remember telling them, a group of girls, like what I was going to do. And I was so embarrassed. You don't know how people are going to react when you tell them, oh, I'm going to bring out this product. But they were all so supportive. And I say now, 2 years on, I say they're sick of me giving them samples, because I'm constantly getting everyone to try stuff before we bring it to market to make sure that it's like everyone 100% loves it. But no, I'm really lucky in that my friends and family have been so supportive. And like what you said, though, like for such a small country, I think the brands and the female founders that we have in this country are just absolutely phenomenal. And to me, they're like such an inspiration to see like what we can do. Like, there's so many brands who are a good few years ahead of us, and it's just so inspiring. And I think we're only going to grow from here. So I hope, because what I'm trying to do is document our business journey on TikTok and show the behind the scenes. So I hope that we can inspire younger girls coming up that like it is possible. You don't have to come from loads of money or have loads of followers on TikTok or social media, because I didn't when I started. I had like zero. The following built with the business and as I posted more. So yeah, I'm really inspired by Suzanne Jackson and Linda Sensov and Bellamy Anta and all the amazing entrepreneurs who are ahead of us. So hopefully we can inspire some coming up behind me as well. And I have to
Definitely.
say, they've all been a huge support to me as well. Like, they've all sent me, if I need help, I always like message them, and they're always more than happy to help us. So it's been really good. I think people think maybe, oh, the brands don't get along, but in actual fact, the community and the Irish beauty industry is so supportive of one
Definitely.
another.
Because I've seen that as well with like the Irish music industry, how everybody just supports everybody. And I was wondering, was it like that in the beauty industry? Because like, you've won some amazing awards as well. Like, to say that you're only kind of 2 years into this and like the accolades that you've won so far is just fantastic. What was it like actually winning these and sitting at some of the tables that of the women that you've spoken about?
Yeah, no, it was incredible. Like, last year I got picked for the Sunday Independent 30 under 30 list, which I was like, I literally just got an email and I was like, how did they even hear of us? How did they even know about, like, that like completely caught me off guard. That was amazing. During the year last year, I was nominated for a Goss Women of the Year award, and I was sitting at a table with Miriam O'Callaghan and someone made Cecilia Hearn, and I was just like, I actually felt like I was in a dream. I was like, what am I doing here? Like, it was so surreal, and they were all so nice. So yeah, I honestly just felt so incredibly grateful, and I suppose so incredibly grateful for social media giving us this platform. Like you said earlier, there's a lot of bad things about social media, and you spend a long time on it. But if I was to launch my brand a few years ago when, say, TikTok, Instagram didn't exist, like, I would have never been able to grow the brand to what we have right now, because you're going up against the likes of huge multinational companies with multi-million-dollar budgets. So it's only for social media that we've been able to get the audience and get the following, get the customers that we have. So I have a lot to be thankful for social media and all that's come with it.
Oh, definitely. And you're so humble as well. It's easy to see why you've done so well, because, you know, I think when you share so much on your about your own life as well, and, you know, the ups and the downs of a business as well, it kind of gives people more courage to possibly do the same, because it's not easy, you know, especially like when you're making sure that you've got enough money to pay the bills and all of that kind of stuff. And you're very honest as well, which I think, you know, connects with a lot of people.
100%. And I think that, like, the most important thing, and as my business grows, it's the number one thing I said, treat everyone equal. Like, I remember how I was treated when I was a marketing intern and on all my way up in various roles, and I remember the people that treated me bad, and I'm like, well, first of all, I'll never do any work with those people again. But I'm like, you're no better than anyone else, no matter what your job title, no matter what your salary is, no matter where you are in business. Like, everyone is the same at the end of the day. So I just think that is something that's so important, that you always treat people with respect. And I think it goes full circle. Like, you never know when you'll meet people again.
Absolutely.
And I'm already finding that with me, like, people who treat me bad to now, when I'm doing well, they want to be like your best friend. And I'm like, no, I don't forget.
Yeah. It's the same in media as well. You're like, oh, wait, hang on a minute now, you know. But if somebody's listening this evening and maybe they're sitting on an idea and, you know, they just need a little bit of encouragement, what is like the one piece of advice that you could give to somebody, you know, that maybe just needs a little bit of encouragement to start their own journey? Maybe it's not even a business. Maybe it's, you know, starting to think about going traveling. It could be anything. What advice have you got?
100%, it would be like, don't be afraid to ask for help. I think sometimes when you have an idea, like whether it's go traveling or start a business, like it's starting off is like the hardest part, when you're like, I just don't even know where to begin. In terms of starting a business, if that's what you're looking to do, like the local enterprise office is phenomenal support for you if you're thinking of starting your own business. Like, even if it's just an idea, if you go to them, they can offer you various supports, whether it's mentorship, grants, any of the above. And I think that's something that I didn't do for a long time. For months I was trying to figure stuff out by myself, when the help was there had I just reached out and asked for help. So I think, don't be afraid to ask for help. You'd be surprised how many people are willing to help you if you just ask. And it's the scariest part is having to, like, actually, you know, speak up and ask, because you're like, what are they going to think if I say this? But I think regret is worse than asking, you know. The worst that people can say is no. So I just think, and then another big thing that is I learned last year is courage comes before confidence. So I think you just have to go for stuff, and then you'll get the confidence will come after. You just have to be courageous.
Oh, I love that. That's so brilliant. If anybody wants to follow you online, if they want to find out more about what you do, maybe even reach out and see your journey so far, where is the best place to go?
It's Anya Kennedy on Instagram and TikTok. So yeah, don't be afraid to reach out. I'll definitely get back to you as soon as I can.
Oh, super. Anya, thank you so much for coming on to have a chat. You're an inspiration to lots of entrepreneurial women across Ireland. And no doubt I'll be catching up with you again.
Absolutely. I hope so. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.